Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is a very somber day in our country. And I woke up, I couldn't sleep. And I woke up in the probably about 2 o'clock Eastern time and just flipped on the television, and I was really horrified to see on television and at that time they had very little information. At that time there were just 20 people dead, and we really didn't have a feel for the hundreds that were injured. For those of you, you all know what happened by now. The country is, everyone is just in shock over it. There was a country music event outside the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas. 22,000 people. 22,000 people, and on the 32nd floor, and I refuse to use the man's name because he doesn't deserve to be called by name, in my opinion. But this man had 10 rifles and started shooting at the end of his... took several minutes, apparently, and at the end... he had managed to kill over 50. They're still not sure of the number that have died, but they're saying now it's way over 50. And they just upped the count of the injured to 400 people. 400 people injured. And the worst in the history of this country. And I was torn this morning about what do I do? What can I say besides my heartfelt sorrow for everyone that's affected? I got a phone call this morning from a very dear friend who was sharing with me that someone she knew's granddaughter, someone I know, their granddaughter was right there. A few other people had come to Vegas just for that show. There was a 3-day show of country music. They were in the audience. They did not get hurt, though. But it's just, you know, we were supposed to do a segment on the Kardashians and a few others, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. So we've rearranged the show, and I'm so grateful that our guest, Dr. Yassim, who's a Stanford Yale-educated psychiatrist, is with us today. Her book is called Fulfilled. And she was on a few months ago talking about how to stay sane in an insane world. Well, doctor, as a board-certified psychiatrist, can you shed any kind of light to this horrific story?
Absolutely, Frankie, yes. And so just like yourself,
when I woke up this morning and heard about the events that transpired last night, I was absolutely horrified and so distressed, because here were a bunch of innocent people doing what they loved, coming together for unity. And instead of that, you have the, like, emblematic portrayal of disunity and disharmony. You have shootings. You have mass killings. And there is nothing that is more terrifying in the heart of than something like this, completely unexpected. This is an example of unbridled aggression, where the opponent in many ways is imaginary. These are anonymous people being killed by a man who had obviously a lot of hatred, sadly, in his heart. This is not somebody, as far as we know, who had a cause or part of a group. It was something he had within him that was just a darkness that he projected onto a whole bunch of innocent victims. And when something like this happens, it makes us all feel so unsafe and distressed in this world. It's such a sad reality when, you know, things of this nature transpire. So I cannot begin to express my empathy for the people who were affected, for their friends and family.
You know, I saw a few of the people that were at the concert saying that this would not change their way of their going to concerts anymore. And I was so happy to hear that.
Yes, because when something like this happens that creates mass terror and that seems to come out of nowhere really unprovoked, you wonder, how do we as a society deal with this? And there's obviously many answers to that, and there's answers on how to deal with it on an external level and on an internal level. What you're saying is that people don't want to change their external behaviors. They don't want to give in to the fear and the terror that this creates. People don't want to succumb to that, and I think that's very important and very powerful. Now, let's talk about internally and externally how these things come about and what, you know, is the cause and the solution to something like this. So to discuss this, I want to bring up a quote by a spiritual teacher and philosopher, Jiddu Krishnamurti. And that quote is, "The heart of man is in his own keeping. To end violence, we must relentlessly keep freeing ourselves of the violence within. Inner strife projected externally becomes world chaos." And it's a very powerful quote, because what it says to us is, whenever we see darkness outside of ourselves, we have to realize on some level, this is something that's part of our mass consciousness and therefore a part of all of us internally. How do you deal with this kind of hatred that you see outside of yourself? You deal with it by looking within yourself and asking, do I have hatred in my own heart? If so, what is that, and how do I unearth it? How do I transform it into, you know, because when you think about it, aggression is part of something we all have as human beings. It's a biologic drive. But there's so many positive ways to direct that aggression, such as ambition, such as, you know, into sports, into doing good work, into helping humanity. Those are powerful manifestations of aggression. Now, the most negative manifestation of aggression is this. It's killing. It's, you know, mass shootings. It's really unbridled violence with no cause. So when these kinds of things happen, in addition to looking for external ways of controlling future events like this, like gun control legislation, and figuring out how did a man like this get a gun, we also must look
at
ourselves.
Well, he had 10 guns,
yes,
and how did a man
guns,
like
exactly.
this... How did a man like this stay in a room since Thursday in room service, is not aware of what's going on in the room in their hotel? Hello, could you tell me that? And he went to gun practice this week. He went to the shooting ranges.
Right, right. And exactly. And this shows you how disturbing this all is, that these are people who are nearby to us. They could be in a hotel room next door to us. They could be living next door to us. You know, we all appear on the surface to be human beings going about our day. But then these things could happen from people.
Well, and he also picked the biggest star to be on, because he was able to he knew that there would be the largest crowd for Jason's show, the last show of the night of the 3 days.
Right. he was, you know, trying to get some sort of attention and do it at a time that most people would be there and really have the strongest, you know, response to the craziness that he was putting forth. And indeed, the whole idea of this, you know, when you think about it, violence, conflict, things of this nature have existed since the, you know, beginning of time. But now we have weapons that could create mass killings of this nature, and moreover, we even have weapons that can destroy ourselves and humanity as we know it. That's number one. And number two, there's also a public fascination with mass killings of this nature. You know, in reality, there's more people killed by individual homicides and suicides than there are by mass killings. But when mass killings happen, it creates a sense of fear because there's an imaginary opponent. We don't know why this man targeted these people at this time way. And it makes us all feel unsafe.
Right, right. Well, we thank you for coming on, Doctor, during such short notice to give us some insights and to help us piece this all together. It's going to take a long time for all of us to really understand and to get a hold of it and to really have it sink in. But thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate your time and the work that you've been doing. And you can give us, again, your website as we go to break.
Absolutely. My website is www.annayusim.com.
And my thank you so much, Doctor. Appreciate your being on. And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned, BizTalk Radio.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is a special edition of the show that I do on Biz Talk Radio. I'm just so, you know, I woke up in the middle of the night and to find the story unfolding, and it was at the very beginning of the story, and it just made me sick. It just made me sick, literally sick to my stomach, and I just was so upset over this, as we all are. You know, how does a man, 64 years of age, who supposedly had a great life, retired community, he had tremendous success financially, who knows what went on? Was he on antipsychotic drugs? Was he, who knows? We don't know any of the details, and I wonder if we'll ever find out what those details are, but to help us take hold of this is clinical forensic psychologist, and I, you know, Dr. John Huber, we love having you on, and I feel so badly we have to have you on under these circumstances, but welcome back.
Thank you. I feel exactly the same way you do.
The latest is 406 hurt. They say there will be more deaths. That they are, some are in very critical condition because of, and over 50 killed in Las Vegas last night, in the middle of the night. They say that because of the active shooting scene, that it was hard to go in and rescue people and help people, and so more lives, unfortunately, were lost because they couldn't do immediate trauma right there. But what was so wonderful, and this is part of the story I want to convey, is that people were helping each other. That
Yes. Even
though there was a stampede and there was a lot of stuff going on, people were helping people. People went back and dragged people and put tourniquets on and tried to help as best they could. And I don't want that part of the story to be forgotten as well, Doctor.
Well, and all morning we've been watching interviews with people talking about watching other people, you know, using their own fingers to plug holes so the bleeding would stop until they could be rescued by EMS. And it's just amazing how one human being can be so evil, and then other human beings can stand there and risk their own lives and be right there for fellow Americans.
So what makes someone, this was premeditated, he knew what he was doing, he got his room at the Mandalay Bay, which is a very lovely hotel, part of the Four Seasons, by the way. I don't know if that was the 32nd floor was the Four Seasons end of it. Used to be. I don't know if it still is. I shouldn't say that. I don't know lately if it is. But he was on the 32nd floor. And 10 rifles was there since Thursday. How does housekeeping not report that he wasn't having his room cleaned since Thursday? Shouldn't they report
that?
Possibly, but a lot of hotel chains now are doing the green movement, where you put a tag on your door and they don't come in and do your wash all the sheets and the towels.
Well, that's true. We do that. Yeah. When we go out to our trade show, there's a lot of us, and there's so much going on in the room that we put a sign out and say, just leave us clean towels. But we don't need any. But we see the housekeeping in the morning, and they see us, so it's not like we're not around, but we just say, no, please don't bother cleaning, there's too many of us in the room, and we'll deal with it, but
and we don't know what he did. They said he had two platforms that he built in there to shoot from. Those could be as simple as folding tables. We don't know. And then the guns, they say at least 10, but anybody who's ever gone hunting knows it's simple enough. You could hide guns under a bed, even if he did let them in.
Yeah. And then he went to shooting practice, they're saying.
Yes. That's what they're saying. And again, there's so much speculation out right now.
There's hearsay.
So,
yeah, right. We have to be careful of what we say and what we don't say. But give us some insights as to, I can't even understand, why would he pick this venue, I guess is the question.
Well, it's very public. It's, it's something that was advertised for months, so I believe this was premeditated and planned. You had 10-foot barrier walls, you had two main entrances, one by the stage where he could see completely, and the other one across the crowd that, made it almost impossible for people to get out of there, and it left them targets for extreme periods of time in consideration. It only takes, a second. But at the same time, he didn't account for the quality of policing that we had in Vegas, and that SWAT team being in there in less than 15 minutes from the time it started, that's a blessing. We would have seen a lot more people dead.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. We would have. And they said the first responders and the ambulances and the hospital and the trauma center was just a few minutes away. It was not that far away. But where do you put 406 people that are injured?
Well, there's a lot of triage going on at that point because, if somebody broke an arm climbing over one of those barriers and hitting the ground on the other side, you're going to treat that, and just stabilize the person and move on to someone that's life-threatening. And we don't know what those 400 look like. And I'm sure there were a lot of people got injured just trying to get out of there.
They said that, yes, it was a mess getting out, absolutely. Does it change the way we go to outdoor venues? Does it change anything in your opinion? Are we going to be more cognizant? What do you think the message is for us as Americans? Europeans.
Wow, that's...
Europeans.
Go ahead.
Live, and Israelis live with this all the time, especially Israel.
But
how do we live with this? I don't know about you, but I don't think that I would want to have anything stop me from living my life and doing what I want to do.
I don't want anybody to either. And what we have to do then is we have to be kind of vigilant. I don't want to say hyper-vigilant, but I want, when you go into a venue, look at where the emergency exits are. How are you going to get the people you're with out of there if the lights go out? Think about your surroundings and don't be paranoid, but be aware.
We're going to keep you for one more segment. Give us because you're based in Texas. You do amazing work. You're chairman for the Mainstream Mental Health, which is a nonprofit that brings lasting and positive change to the lives of individuals that suffer from mental health issues. And Mainstream Health. .org Mainstream Mental Health. Mainstream Mental Health.org. And we'll be back with the doctor in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
Someone must fail, but there comes Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, and this is a show today because I just didn't feel comfortable talking about anything but what happened. I think it's important for all of us to, you know, when tragedies happen and the next day we go on and we do our lives and we, you know, we just do. That's what we do. You know, we all thought after 9/11 things would be different. Our lives would be different. We would create a different life. And many people did. Many people had the courage to change their lives. But I think it's important that we not brush over this, that we spend some time, that we talk about the fact that 50 lives, 50 individuals, think of 50 people that you know. 50 people that you know and 406 people. 456 people's lives have changed. They will never be the same. And the other 22,000 plus people that were at that event in Las Vegas. It was just a Sunday night listening to music, an outdoor country music festival, and a lone, allegedly lone gunman just decided to randomly kill people from his hotel room when the police came to the door. He took his own life. And I guess, Doctor, he probably planned that as well, don't you think?
I think so. Dr. John gives him advantages.
Dr. John Heber is with us today, Texas based. Chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization that brings lasting and positive change to the lives of individuals that suffer from mental health issues. And he's been doing this for over 20 years, and clinical forensic psychologist, and the man that we really appreciate your being with us today, Doctor.
Thank you. It's a sad day.
It's a sad day. So, and it's okay for us to be sad because this is a legitimate reason to be sad today.
Definitely. And it's hard to fathom, you know, that 50 people are never going home. And more are expected to pass on of the 400 that we know are injured.
Right.
So,
right.
They were out having a good time and celebrating life. It's very disturbing.
But your work is to educate us about mental illness.
Right.
So they say that this is unusual for a man of his age, 64 years of age, living in a retirement community.
Mm-hmm.
In Mesquite.
It is. He was relatively successful. He apparently wasn't, you know, hurting for money.
No.
Was comfortable, and this is unusual. If we look at our typical terrorist, which I don't think he technically falls in that category, but if we look at that, they're typically driven by religious or political ideology. We have a small percentage of people who do things because they have some kind of vendetta. They're upset about something. And usually we see those people, they have maybe some history of instability. We haven't heard back. They're supposedly checking to see if he had some psychiatric history. But we don't know about that at this point.
His brother.
When you have that vendetta. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
His brother, I was just going to say, his brother said this is the most shocking of shocking because his life was an open book. He was so open about his sharing. He was known to the casinos. He was very well known. he and his, the woman who lived with him, and they say she's out of the country, but they frequent, you know, the casinos quite a bit. And so none of it makes sense.
Exactly. None of it really does make sense. It's not a typical pattern. And it doesn't mean there can't be outliers. There can't be things that happen, even though, you know, they don't fit any kind of textbook plan. I mean, there's always an anomaly when we talk about human behavior.
I'm sad to say that as we're talking, the death count has gone up to 58. And
yeah, I just saw that too.
Yeah, they're saying it's probably going to get even higher, that this could be, it could be a very high, very high death count at the end of the, at the end of the day. It puts, you know, it puts things into a different perspective. And I know that this is Mental Health Awareness Week, and I know that we don't understand a lot about mental illness, but I don't know how we put, where do we put this man? What box do we put him in if we do?
We've got to wait and see. It's way too early to start doing that. There may have been a specific goal or idea in his mind, and until we know more about him, you know, I know, just like everybody else in the United States who saw his name, what was the first thing we did? We started looking at social media, and there's nothing for him. He planned all this, and he doesn't want people to know, at least initially, what's going on. But he's not making it easy for us.
Yeah.
His brother said, yeah, we're not particularly close. We talk every once in a while, but, and he seemed to be open whenever his brother would ask him anything.
Right.
So that makes it a little hard, because we don't have somebody who is very close to him, and the one woman who has lived with him at least since January is out of the country. And that, to me, sounds a little fishy. Definitely supports the idea that there was planning.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there was a horrific news story that happened here in Boston. This gorgeous teacher, I mean, movie star, beautiful, inside out teacher that devoted her life to her students, had a new baby, and her husband had an addiction issue, and she was killed, and the husband finally admitted to killing her in a fit of rage. And you know, there's this story, and you feel horrible about it. You feel terrible about it. You see that there is someone who suffers terribly with, you know, that passionate anger that took over his life at that moment, changed his life, his son's life, and the life of all of her students and everyone that knew her. And that's hard to even fathom, but this is such, it's magnified.
It is. And at this point, you know, I don't want to say his name, because that may be part of his motivation.
I said the same thing. I refuse to say this man's name. I'm not going to use his name. I won't do it. No. He's not getting any acknowledgement from me. I want to know, I personally feel, as much as we are gravitating toward this story, that maybe we not do as much news. I know for me, I had to, finally, at some point this morning, I had to shut it off. I had to. I just said, it's enough. I cannot allow this to take over. Tell me your thoughts about what we do and how we monitor the day before we say goodbye to you.
I think that's a good idea. You know, step away from the TV, from the news. Don't sit there and focus on it all day. I would say focus on the people you love and care about. Focus on your kids, your family. Be with them. You know, hug them when you see them.
telling me you care about them, telling me you love them. And, you know, we've got to move forward. And if we sit there and dwell on this, it's going to overcome us.
Yeah.
But we have to be aware of it at the same time.
Right, right. I think that you and I both know that this is a very, we will probably have you back on again this week. This is going to be a while for us to really get a handle on it. Give us your website as we go to break, please.
My website is mainstreammentalhealth.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Doctor, and we'll be back soon. Take care.
Thank you very much, Frankie.
And we'll be back in a moment on Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you?
25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio, and we are talking today about the horrific, horrific events that have unfolded in Las Vegas during the night for most of us. And now the death toll is 58 people, 406, and they're saying it will go up. It will go up. 406 people injured. And we now are joined by Allison Gilbert. And Allison was here to talk about National Family History Month and how the conversation of have the talk of a lifetime is important. But you're also, Allison, very much involved in tragedies, and you deal with this almost on a daily basis. And so welcome. It's really nice to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. This is such a tragic morning, and I hope that I'm able to shed some light on what might be unfolding right now in Las Vegas as we come to grips with such a horrendous day.
Yeah. You know, Allison, I was thinking about community and friends, and I had an absolutely spectacular weekend. I was with some friends who celebrated their 80th birthday collectively, the husband and wife, and their four kids, theirs, hers, his, hers, and theirs, all got together, all four kids, as adults, and they made a spectacular party. They rented a house, and everybody came from all over the country. All the kids came in, and relatives and family and friends, and we went out on a boat ride and came back, and it's been everybody staying together since Thursday. And I was thinking, and then I was with another family and dear friends, and I was so blessed this weekend. I was thinking about how filled I am, how full I feel, having that kind of love and having that kind of connections with people. And then I think about this and the tragedy in every life. People's lives are not ever going to be the same.
Well, that is 100% the case. And what's happening now on the ground in Las Vegas is something that we could all step back and appreciate even from afar. You know, I was speaking this morning to the new director of the Institute for Disaster Mental Health. That's over at SUNY New Paltz in New York. Her name is Amy Nitza. And yeah. I was talking to her about what's happening on the ground from her expert perspective. And I think we can all understand this even though we're not there, which is the focus right now has to be on what she calls psychological first aid, making sure those individuals, those families who are closest to this attack, you know, that we reestablish their feelings of safety, security, and both, of course, their physical and emotional well-being, to make sure that they get that support as quickly as possible when it seems that it's so hard to provide that security. That is the job number one, given the heightened anxiety, the increasing stress levels, and the distress.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That makes tremendous sense. How do you deal with this? This is your life work. You're a nationally recognized expert in helping families connect with each other, and this is what you do.
Well, what I think is really important to understand is that those of us who work in ways and different capacities to help families who are grieving or bereaved or who have suffered tragedy in this regard, over time, there is this great capacity to help others through similar situation. So, for example, the Voices of 9/11, that is an amazing organization of people who had suffered incredible loss on 9/11, they too now fan out and help victims of other tragedies. The Voices of 9/11, they have an incredible program where they, you know, parachute in to help other families and communities navigate similar devastation. They have a Center of Excellence for Community Resilience. And so that is one way families of many different tragedies, you know, look inward and then look outward. Inward after they heal, after they move forward, after they keep the memories of their loved ones alive. How do you then pivot to help others? And you know, that's not just Voices of September 11th. To be honest, the National September 11th Memorial and Museum in New York City, they're an institution that now helps others, not just of terrorism, but of just these kind of, you know, shootings that are all too often. The National September 11th Memorial Museum, they've gone to devastated communities. They've helped families in Orlando and Newtown and other places recover, move forward, and get the help that they so desperately need.
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think so. And I think that we all need to also look at our own families right now and connect with people that we love and tell them we love them. Because this is another example of how fleeting life is.
You know what? I 100% agree. My first reaction this morning is that as a mom, and I have two teenagers in my house. I have one who's a senior in high school and one as a sophomore. And I made sure that as soon as they woke up and were getting ready for school, that I hugged them, that I kissed them, that I was the one, and my husband, together, we were the ones to tell them about what happened in Las Vegas before they could find out from their friends or their social media feeds.
Yeah,
we wanted to reassure them. We wanted to tell them that we love them.
Anyway, we're out of time. Please give us the website, and thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today.
Sure. A really good website to go to for grief and resilience help, if people want to stay in touch with me, is just AllisonGilbert.com. And I can definitely, there's my email address there, my social media feeds, and I'm more than happy to give
Thank
people
you
the
so much,
that
Allison.
They need.
We've got to run. Thank you so much. Thank all of you. And my hearts go out to all of us, because this is going to be difficult next few days, and people's lives have changed forever. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. This is Frankie Boyle.
In the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.